flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Final hour of the week. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ted. They come your way at 2 o'clock. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. Keefe, it's a big sporting event.
Maybe
on the horizon out there. No bigger day of the year, some would say.
I think it's one of the 5 best sporting days of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Royal Rumble.
The Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. Even when I wasn't watching wrestling, I would watch those two.
They're both in the top 5?
Yes.
Top 5 sporting event? You're nodding back there, Billy? They're both
Billy
in the top 5?
Billy gets it. Absolutely.
Okay, absolutely.
Mania, Rumble.
Super Bowl.
Yep.
It used to be the NBA
Summer
draft,
Slam.
But that's Money in the Bank and Survivor Series.
Well, you said they were perfect. They used to have the Big 4.
They did.
They had one in each season. They had the Rumble, they had Mania, they had SummerSlam, they had Survivor Series.
And then they tried to like push Money in the Bank at us, and they're like, it's the Big 5. We're like,
too much.
Kind of just want the Big 4.
One per season.
As Billy said, Royal Rumble begins the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, so what is that? That's the Masters? If we're going to put this in golf terms, is that the Masters?
Well, no. So the WrestleMania is actually the Super Bowl. It happens to take place in April.
So this is Conference Championship Sunday.
That's the FedEx Cup.
So what? Now we're getting there.
Yeah.
What's the Deutsche Bank? So, yeah, it's really like a 4-month run-up where it's like super important, super invested. Everything's for that. Then after Mania, there's always like a big deal right after. They might bring in some new guys or whatever, gals. And then it's kind of like, you know, the diehards follow it for the rest of the time. And then it picks right back up again right now. Nothing like a Rumble. Nothing like a surprise entrant in the Rumble, a surprise winner. It's great. It's legit great.
Didn't you say maybe you and Billy even did this together? Can't you get into like a pool where you like draw a random number and just get that guy?
Yes. So I've hosted that a few times. It's just it's too much work. I didn't do it this year. But yeah, you randomize the order. Everybody gets 1 out of 30.
And you don't know who it's going to be?
No, you have no idea. And if that guy wins, you get all the money.
Do you even know who's in the field?
They announce like half or more than half. Like that's part of their lead up. They'll be like, so-and-so, I'm going to be in there. I'll see you in there, bud. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
But then they hold a bunch of spots for surprises. Because that's when people really go crazy. And normally, like say a guy gets hurt and he's out for like 6 months, they'll keep him on ice and then he'll return for the Rumble and people go bananas.
And that'll
happen with Cena.
Cena
showed up at the MSG Rumble literally probably 4 months after ripping his pec off the bone. So it was like
tech.
It was literally like a shock. Like for the most part, nothing's surprising in wrestling anymore because it's all out on the internet.
Remember when Triple H showed up?
This was a genuine surprise.
I got a big pop.
That Cena showed up because he literally had the surgery. Couldn't have been months before.
Okay. If you want time well spent, just go on YouTube and look at like surprise entrance or Rumble returns. Rumble return. You type that in.
Safe bet.
Man.
Yeah. Real reactions are
awesome. Oh, my God.
It's a Friday. I got nothing going on once I get out of here.
This
is what you need to do.
TGIF isn't on anymore.
Yeah, no. Exactly. Wait, do I watch Sister Sister or am I watching Rumble Returns?
And they also know what they're doing. They're like, all right, you have conference championship weekend, nothing.
Yeah.
Then the Super Bowl.
Good move.
There's no longer nothing. There's the Royal Rumble.
Okay, so let's kick that door down. You want to talk some Rumble? 617-779-7937. I'd say Keith and Billy are experts.
I know,
but,
I do. Yeah.
You hear that?
Oh, boy.
That means it's time for the keys. Keith's keys to the Royal Rumble.
Rich Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Royal Rumble is tomorrow night from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. Sadly, the site of the Patriots losing to the Giants in their second matchup with them in the Super Bowl.
It's also
same
the site.
What does it mean?
It's also the site where all the beat writers go in the combine and eat steaks all week and get hammered. Yeah, that's Indy.
The Xavier Worthy ran the fastest 40 ever just a year ago. Now, 30 men and 30 women will enter the squared circle where only one can be crowned Royal Rumble winner. Here we go. The keys. The winner of the first ever Royal Rumble was Hacksaw Jim Duggan in 1988. The same year, Wayne Gretzky was traded from the Oilers to the Kings, but I was told you can't trade captains in hockey.
In your face, Razor.
Boston has been the host for two Royal Rumbles.
Wow.
Brock Lesnar won in 2003 and Alberto Del Rio in 2011, an event I attended where both Diesel and Booker T got the loudest ovations I've ever heard inside the TD Garden.
Wow.
That counts Celtics playoff games, Bruins playoff games, college hoops, concerts.
Beanpot.
Northeastern graduations.
Doing a wrestling event, net pop is still the loudest I've ever been at the Garden.
I swear to God.
I was there when they beat the Lakers. I was there when they came back from the Nets. But when Hulk Hogan came out at SummerSlam to fight Randy Orton, I'm not lying.
I'm telling you.
I was literally in the last seat in the house. The building was shaking.
I'm not joking. So Diesel came out because he hadn't been wrestling in a while. Diesel came out and they had like the big rig like entrance. And everyone was like, yeah! And then Booker T's music hit. I've never heard it that loud.
So I was there.
That was a 40-man rumble too, right?
It was the biggest rumble of all time at that time.
When Bergeron got the game winner against Toronto in the first round, I was in the building. That's the loudest I've heard it, but I was not here for these.
Oh, that's the key. Sorry. Yeah, right.
Tom Brady has been in more Super Bowls than Triple H has been in Royal Rumbles.
Chew on that.
Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, became the first wrestler to ever enter the Rumble first and win. This incredible achievement occurred in 1995. The same year, left tackle Tony Boselli was drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He would go on to have a Hall of Fame career, although not in the eyes of Bruce Smith.
Good point. Billy has started, I think, air shaking keys back there. Which
I was just waiting. I'm like, how is he getting the Boselli one in there?
10 wrestlers have won multiple Rumbles, but none have pulled off the Chief Pete.
Yeah, it'd be hard to do that.
However, Cody Rhodes has a chance for the 3 Chief. Unfortunately, he's already scheduled for a ladder match tomorrow against Kevin Owens, but it doesn't mean he can't double book.
Good to know.
One wrestler has won the Rumble 3 times in their career. Can you name him?
The Hulkster.
No.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Correct.
Nice. Good job, Bill.
You want to be the last wrestler in the Rumble. Entrant number 30 has won more times than any other number.
That's like horse racing where you line up in the paddock. It's important, yeah.
John Cena is back for one last Rumble in his career, and the two-time Rumble winner isn't just the ultimate jock. You might know him as Peacemaker in Peacemaker, Ricky Stenicki in Ricky Stenicki, and Vin Diesel's brother in many Fast and the Furious films.
He's a fat brother.
No Derek has ever won the Royal Rumble, and sadly, there are no Dereks on the current WWE roster.
Sounds like that streak's continuing.
No. I was going to ask, but like, there's no characters anymore, so it's not like somebody's fake name could be his real name. Could be Derek.
Well, that's, I don't love that about wrestling now. It's not. It's just like first name, last name. It's like, right, a lot of UFC fighters. And like,
there's no character. Undertaker was the last.
Undertaker was. Do you blame, as good as he is, do you blame John Cena? John Cena was sort of like, John Cena, Randy Orton came at a time where they're like, yeah, first name, last name. Fine.
Right. Like, there were some guys like Seth Rollins. Like, I don't know if that is his real
name. Not his real name.
You ever? So it's like, they're fake names.
They're fake names, but it's just a name.
It's just fake names. Like, yeah. Like, you can do whatever you want. You can be whatever you want.
You ever thought about a wrestling name over there? Billy?
Nah, never.
Buck Naked?
Street name, dog name.
I just go Nitro.
Nitro? Steel?
Tip of the cap? Gladiators?
An homage. Yeah. No, that's pretty good. Yeah, you need a gimmick, though. Yeah, that's the key. That's part of it.
Yeah.
You need a gimmick. You need a sweet entrance song. You need a catchphrase.
I take it back. I'd go as the kid from Elf. They're like, hey, it's the kid from Elf in the ring.
Hey,
he's grown up now.
Wayne Corbett. Wayne Corbett, and he's all grown up.
Just do JETS, Jets chance.
But I'm pumped for this. Also, they do have odds. You can't bet on the Rumble everywhere. And I love how everybody's like, how can you bet on scripted?
Can you do
it in mass? You can bet on the NBA and the NFL.
Yeah, you can bet on Chiefs games. So of course you can do that. So
some places you can bet on.
But can you in mass? Can you bet on the Rumble?
I don't think on like the standard.
That's what I mean. On like the your typical apps.
I haven't seen it on the standard ones. I've seen it on other places.
Your Kings, your Duel, alley, your Bet. I'm not sure you can do it there. Say it again.
Like a back alley app.
Yeah, like Terp knows a guy. Like, we could do it that way. But like, yeah.
Terp could for sure bet on the Royal Rumble if he wanted to. But usually, kind of unfortunately, there's not a ton of surprises. Like, you don't know when the guys are going to show up. But because the winner of the Rumble gets to have like a title match at WrestleMania, you're not going to get some scrub winning or some like real shock winning.
So that's the way it works. So you win the Rumble, you're automatically,
that's your thing, and you get to challenge a champion at whatever belt you want, and then you get a WrestleMania match. It used to be like the main event, but now they've sort of altered it to like just a title match. But looking at it, it seems like they're kind of even.
Text line says your wrestling name is Celsius.
I'll take it.
Pretty good.
I'll take it. But right now there's kind of like a three-way top.
Yeah.
You're listening?
Go on.
But John Cena, because this is like his final run. He's like, I'm doing one last run. Seth Rollins and CM Punk. They're all kind of even.
That's,
it's like,
that's kind of a fake nickname, right?
CM Punk, yeah.
I guess it's kind of a, right?
That's not his real name, no.
No, I'm saying, is that a name? CM Punk is not a name. That's kind of in the vein of making up a character name.
He's a little bit more old school. But like some of the other guys, so like The Rock, Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, Drew McIntyre, Logan Paul, Damian Priest, Jey Uso. Like, they're all first name, last name.
CM Punk is a Phillip.
His name's Phillip Brooks. I think the CM, he was a part of a group way back in the day. I think it stands for Chick Magnet.
I heard it was Chick Magnet. I heard it was Chicago made.
Maybe he pivoted to that. He's like, this is actually cooler.
And Seth Rollins is Kobe Lopez.
Colby Lopez, and he landed on Seth Rollins.
Good change. Good move.
You like the change?
Yeah, good move.
Yeah. Also a women's rumble as well, so not to be sexist here. For the last, I don't know, Bill, 5-6 years?
It's going to be about a half a dozen years so far they've done it.
So Charlotte Flair is the heavy favorite to win the women's rumble match.
That full, like, how many years in it? 32, 40? How many years? How many are in
30
the
for 30? Both. 30. Yeah, 30 for both.
Okay.
Nikki Bella, who you recently saw on The Traitors.
Yes.
She has been, like, there's rumor that she could come back. So this would be a good time to come back.
I was going to ask you this. Yeah. So that makes more sense. Do they ever do, like, this isn't where they're doing, like, celebrity cameos. You're not just going to get, like, a celeb.
There have been celebrity cameos.
It has happened.
But the problem is now is the rosters are so big that, like, those kind of things don't happen anymore.
Yeah, and they lean more heavy on celebrities during Mania. They make a bigger deal out of it. Now, they might not all wrestle, although, like, Snooki wrestled from Jersey Shore.
At a Mania?
Yes.
Nice.
And so, like, they might
win?
Yeah. She was part of a tag team, and like, she actually did like gymnast. She did like three, like,
yeah, she was athletic,
cartwheels and like a back
Well, Drew Carey was in a Rumble once.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
So you could get the occasional like celebrity, but
him
no.
And, him and Mimi.
They went head to head, actually, yeah. On the Rumble. Nobody could get her out. Like, she's going to be in here a while.
Yeah, yeah, she was really good.
They've done that a few times. There's been like China, rest
Johnny
in peace.
Knoxville.
Oh, yeah, Knoxville. Knoxville's good.
Huh.
China wrestled in the men's Rumble a couple times.
Oh.
They've had a couple of women before there was like a women's Rumble would wrestle over there.
Yeah.
And then Santino Marella was the only male to wrestle in the women's Rumble.
Got it.
Well, that was another fun fact.
Must have been Biden's America where that was going.
R-Truth, I think, showed up last year in the women's Rumble.
R-Truth may have, too. Yeah, good point.
Got it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
not happening in 2025, I don't think.
No.
Not on this guy's watch.
No. Well, no. Donald Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Is he?
Yeah, the president. Nice. He also got stunned by Stone Cold once.
He was also in Home Alone 2 and referenced in Country Grammar, as we touched on. Yes, that was confirmed,
wow,
by the way.
A lot of pop culture.
Name checked in Country Grammar.
Yeah.
You want to take some of these phone calls?
Let's take some calls. What do you got on the Rumble?
Chris and Ludlow, what do you got on the Rumble?
I got Roman Reigns on the Rumble.
Okay.
Roman Reigns is coming back to excellence once again, Keith. You know that.
I do.
Cody Rhodes is the worst champion going. Mm. You're aware. He's going through the death spiral right now. He's wrestling Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens' existence as a wrestler is offensive to anybody who watches wrestling.
Hey, I like Kevin Owens.
He's terrible, Keith.
He's not terrible.
Well, it's terrible as somebody who has no idea what you two are talking about. Why, yeah. Why is he terrible? What makes him terrible?
He's terrible because his whole gimmick, Jones, is he's a prize fighter. And I'm a 37-year-old construction worker, and I keep myself in better shape than him. He's not fighting anybody. I'm not buying
fair.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, you probably are in better shape than Kevin Owens. I'll give him that.
Is he?
No, but it is
he's
true.
He's out of shape.
Apparently the ratings have gone down overall with Cody Rhodes as champion. Not a great champion. So Roman Reigns was champ for 4 years, Bill?
Yeah, it was something obnoxious.
It was kind of like enough is
1,200
enough.
1,200 days or something like that.
Yeah, and they didn't know who to give the belt to, and then they eventually gave it to Cody Rhodes, and like, there's this great story. But the problem is, Jones, the good guys make bad champions because the good guys is all about the chase and you want to knock off the bad guy. But then as soon as you become the champion, you're like, who are you doing this versus? Like, what are we doing versus?
So right. We got odds up on twitch.tv right now. So he was saying bet Roman? Is that a case to bet
That's
Roman
who
Reigns
he wants.
Or he's a Roman Reigns fan?
I think both.
Got it.
I think he likes Reigns. Yeah, Reigns had a great gimmick. Like, he was another one of these guys that like came in with a cool gimmick. Then he was like, nobody liked him. Then people really liked him. And then he was just on top for so long that he's been off for a while, I think. And then now I guess back.
That's what people want to see with the Chiefs. He's been on top for too long.
That's right. It's too much.
It's time to get knocked down a peg.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's in Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. How are you? I was listening to you talk about wrestling, and I thought I'd just tell you a story quickly. Long, long time ago, early 80s, I used to deliver near Gold's Gym early in the morning. Wrestlers would come and go when they were here in Boston. Jimmy the Mouth of the South was there. We start talking, and I said, you know, I have a neighbor in Tewksbury. Their son is young. I go, he's got bad health. I said, boy, he'd love to meet Hulk Hogan. And he said to me, give me the address. And I said, we had no cell phones running then. I said, really? Sure enough, shortly thereafter, my neighbor calls me and says, Bob, you'll never believe who's here. This limousine just pulled up. Turned out Hulk Hogan showed. Jimmy the Mouth was with him. Brutus the Barber Beefcake. I don't recall the other wrestler. They went in, spent time, gave him stuff. They personally set up a limo to get him to the Garden to see whatever the matches that were coming up. And to this day, that's something they talk about. The kid, he had cancer. He actually survived. And we just thought that was a good thing of
How about that, Bob?
Incredible.
That's a wholesome story right there. How about that?
Well, I think John Cena has the record for like the most make-a-wishes like ever done.
Really?
Like, he's like one of the most requested guys, and he's done like
you've interviewed some of these wrestlers, right?
Some of them. I've interviewed more MMA guys than wrestlers, but yeah, okay. A handful. We had Chris Jericho, Daniel Bryan, Adam Cole, although Cole's now in AEW, but yeah, I've had a
pretty down to earth guys largely.
Yeah, like, actually,
Were you saying this, Bill? Was that you, Nick? Somebody was saying that one
you
of
guys
them
was talked to Samoa Joe, right?
Is that what it was? Chilling out.
We had Samoa Joe. He was just hanging out for like 20 minutes
in the Jock Lounge, just
right.
down there, we're spitballing the show and just hanging out, talking sports.
Well, most of these guys, I would say, like they start wrestling in front of like 8 people. And, like, as long as they, like, remember that a little bit, like, I think most of them stay pretty humble.
Or a lot of them, they must be a lot of them ex-athletes, like high school football players,
like Roman Reigns played college football at Georgia Tech. Like, right. A ton of them are, like, D1 college football players.
Makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this? This is Tony from the 413. Hello, Tony.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo, what do you got?
Hey.
I just want to say that I've been watching as a child. I'm 27 now. I took some years of hiatus watching WWE, but the last year my father passed away, so I've been watching it with my uncle. He's super into it. Uncle Ed, shout out. But we've been going back and forth on who we think is going to win, and I really think it's going to be John Cena. He's got a couple under his belt now. This is his last run. I just got to say, John Cena, we're rooting for you, bro.
Okay. Hell yeah. Local ties. John Cena. He's like the fifth professional sport.
Yes.
Or the fifth team, I mean.
Yeah.
CT also.
I'm more of a CT guy, but wrestling, not my thing. But I will say, you hear a lot of this, and it's unfortunate circumstances for our caller there, but you hear a lot of this where people were out of it, you get back into it.
Happened to me. Yeah,
and you, and you can pick right back up with it, right?
You definitely
like
can.
How many years did you take off?
At least 8. Like, I think when I went to, I watched it all through, like, as a kid through high school, because I was also, like, attitude era, so you're not going to miss any of that. And then when you get to college, you're like, all right, you got to give up some stuff. And so I didn't really watch it in college and the first bunch of years after college. And then legitimately what got me back into it was that 2011 Rumble at the Garden. And I was like, why did I stop watching this? This is fantastic.
So you hadn't been watching, you just randomly decided to go?
No, so DA, our Damon Mendolara, he had, like, an extra ticket. And he's like, you want to go to the Rumble? I was like, yeah. Yeah, I want to go to the Rumble.
And you hadn't even watching.
Haven't been watching. Picked it right up because they do. I mean, these old wrestlers show up all the time. So there's plenty of guys that like I knew, and like I certainly don't watch it all the time. But I watch Mania and Rumble every year, and then you know you keep up, especially on Twitter. They post highlights all the time. So like, this, I don't watch every week.
So
but,
this must have been after that when we were working together at night. You would put it on in studio. You'd be like, hey, I'm throwing.
Oh, Monday Night Raw on every Monday.
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I would.
Like, do you mind I put this on one of the TVs? I'm like, no.
Yeah,
throw that on. So no, that must have been after that.
And it goes through waves, too. Like, there are certain times where there's, like, really cool stuff or, like, good characters or good storylines, and you pay a little bit more attention. Then that goes away. You kind of fade away. But it's always there, no matter what.
So there you go. Keys to the Rumble.
Hell yeah.
And some Rumble thoughts from both Keith and
Billy. I agree with the
Billy.
Caller, though. I think I'll pick Cena. I think Cena wins. Billy, who do you think is going to win the Rumble?
Cena was low odds, right? Wasn't it plus 250? He was the first or second favorite.
I'm,
who are you
I'm
picking?
Torn between Cena and CM Punk.
Yeah.
I think the Cena, I agree with the caller. It's like his final, you know, tour, so I think they'll give it to him.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Chick Magnet Punk.
Chick Magnet. Punk.
Yeah, if the Chicago two of them are the last two left, that'll get like a huge
Cena and
pop.
Punk, yeah,
people go crazy for that.
Okay. So you people lining up there on the phones for this. Maybe we'll take some of them in the bag, Keith.
Absolutely, we take calls in the bag.
Take some of these calls in the grab bag. 617-779-7937. Hang out there. We got WEEI Afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. Hart, Fitzy, and Ted. We'll get you our clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Regina.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
Oh, that's right, time for Grab Bag, which we will take some calls in the bag. So feel free to call in here, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And let's start with Celtics in action tonight. They've been kind of ping-ponging wins and losses. Maybe they win two in a row, but then they'll lose one. They haven't really been able to get out of their own way for two straight months. They got the New Orleans Pelicans tonight on the road, 8 o'clock, with the tip off here tonight. You excited about this game?
Well, I am. I'm not going to stand for that Trey Murphy slander. I'm into it. Yeah,
it's from the Smoothie King Center. I've told this story before on the air. This is one of the games I got to do when we were filling in for Max back in the day.
You went to much, much, much better markets than I.
I was super lucky. I went to New Orleans, Dallas, Chicago, and DC.
That's awesome.
Those were great.
I did DC.
You went to Utah.
I did Salt Lake. I did Sacramento.
Yeah.
I did get LA.
Yeah.
And I got, I think the only reason I was in the mix for the, I literally did the first game of the Brad Stevens era.
Yeah.
And I think the reason they chose me over anybody else is they're like, you have a passport? I'm like, yeah. They're like, great, go.
Sold.
Yeah. That was, it was like, it was literally that minimal of a threshold. They're like, passport? Sure. Go.
They came over and brought these giant smoothies for me and Grandy. And I was like, sort of like for 10 minutes, I didn't talk. I was just hammering a smoothie during the.
Oh, did Grandy touches?
Or
were you like, you drinking that one?
Yeah, I'm like, give me that. Yeah.
Give me that. Give me that. Hey, give me that. Grandy, give me that.
But there you go.
Okay, good.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
NBA All-Star teams have all been officially announced as the reserves came out last night. We already knew in the East the starters were Giannis, Donovan Mitchell, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson, and Jason Tatum. The reserves, Jaylen Brown.
Nice.
Darius Garland.
Not nice.
My man. Evan Mobley, so a lot of Cavs.
Yeah, deserving.
Tyler Hero, Pascal Siakam, Cade Cunningham, and Damian Lillard.
Yeah, what? Tyler Hero.
The East is not great.
No, I mean, that if you're sneaking on, I at least get why they put Garland on. I don't think he's very good, but I at least get it. The Cavs are really good. They need to be represented. Fine. You got to squeeze Tyler Hero on that team.
Good for Cade Cunningham. He is having a good year. He went to a horrible spot, and it's like, good luck digging yourself out of it.
He to me, is a worthy All-Star. Yeah, yeah. LaMelo's hurt, right?
LaMelo's hurt.
And I thought,
Lonzo, we just saw the other night.
But I'm saying, I thought LaMelo, when we were talking about this months ago, was in like the top two vote getters from the fans, and now he's not even in the All-Star game. So I think he had a case over a guy like Hero.
Snub? I'm saying snub?
Yeah, I'd say snub. In the East, that's a snub.
Western Conference, the starters were, the starters are insane in the West. Curry, Durant, LeBron, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Jokic.
That's a good team.
Bench.
Although, again, this is not how they're not playing as a team in the format, but that would be a good team.
The bench, Anthony Edwards, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Jaren Jackson, Alperen Sengun.
Sengun.
Jalen Williams, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, I don't
know. So we were wondering if there was going to be a Rocket represented, and I'm glad they took a Rocket
because
they're playing so well, they should get a guy.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of people think Sabonis is a big snub out West, which I do. He's a really good player.
Sabonis is nasty.
But I would reward the team that's number two in the West and one of the best teams in the NBA. I would give them a player over the Kings getting a player in.
He's also averaging 19, 10, and 5, I think.
Sengun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't know. He did not play very well against Celtics the other night outside of one late dunk. But yeah, he's a good player.
Nope. So there you go.
That was if I'm not mistaken, that was originally a Celtics draft pick, by the way. I think that was in the Horford trade.
No kidding.
I think so, yes.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
Drake May.
I'm sorry. He was the
Christ.
He was the future first rounder in the Kemba Walker trade for Horford. Yes. Looked it up. Play it again.
You want to punch me right now? You want to punch me right now, but you won't. You want to punch me too, Brennan? You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face. You do. I can tell. Well, why don't you do it? Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the
grab bag.
You done?
Drake May, yes.
Drake May in the Pro Bowl. Now, the festivities got underway last night, Jones. There was a real fun accuracy contest, which I hated the layout. Now, admittedly, I only watched the Drake May clip on Twitter, but he went up against Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Jared Goff, maybe one other quarterback. And they drop back and they throw it to these big targets, and you get so many points per target. The targets are like up pretty high. But if you looked at it, it's like this makeshift field, and they were throwing basically horizontally across the field.
Yeah, it's strange.
Go the other way so you can see the yardage, so you know how far each one of these throws is. I didn't care
for
the look of it.
You were a little lost.
I was lost. Also, they had a low ceiling, so Drake May hit the ceiling a couple times. He also finished last, but for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, May finished. Here's how Mike Reese wrote the tweet, because I watched none of this either. I was watching the Bruins. Drake May finished with 22 points in the Pro Bowl skills, passing the test competition after Jonnu Smith set him up with extra time.
Hell yeah, Jonnu.
By answering four questions correctly. So what?
Like Trivial Pursuit?
So there was trivia?
Yeah.
And there was throwing.
I do like trivia.
Not just the Ultimate Jocks.
No.
Yeah.
Was it the quiz with Stiz?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
That out?
Somebody could. I know that the Twitch chat was complaining we weren't talking about Drake May in the Pro Bowl where he finished last.
Here we are.
But you got to fill me in on the quiz part of it. Yeah.
Why are there so many songs about
Grab Bag?
Long overdue, Jones, but finally, Triple H is going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Nice.
I know many people are saying, wait a minute, he's not in the Hall of Fame. He was not in the Hall of Fame. Now, part of that, I think he's a very humble guy. He works for the, he's been working for the company for so long.
Is that one of the H's?
Triple H?
Yeah, humble. Yeah.
Hunter Humble Helmsley.
That's what it is. Okay. Yeah.
And yeah, he was able. So he's getting in this year. I'm sure we'll have, between now and Mania, we'll find out more of the Hall of Famers.
Grab bag.
Let's go to the phones here, Jones. Pick a call. Pick a rumble call.
Let's go to Kevin in the truck waiting patiently. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we doing this fine afternoon?
Doing great. Royal Rumble Eve, you kidding me?
Yeah.
Hey, one more sleep, as they say, Kevin.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. No, it's going to have a hard time keeping my boys from staying up all night, because in our house, we have a whole draft for it where my brother-in-law comes over. My mother-in-law is actually driving up from Pennsylvania, and we each take picks for the men and women's Rumble.
Okay.
And the winner gets a $25 Dunkin' gift card.
Hell yeah, Kevin.
So okay, good.
That should...
All four kids are ready to rock.
Yep.
All right.
And we are looking forward to hearing John Cena's music blast.
Same. Okay.
I think, you know when Michael told Tobias he needed to get a tape recorder for himself? I think that gentleman might need.
There's a lot on the line, though.
A tape recorder for some of his phrasing, I think.
There's a lot on the line.
Some questionable phrasing. Yeah. A lot. A $25 Dunkin' gift card.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nothing to sleep on.
I'm looking for
grab bag
and a clean pair of shorts.
It's a new one.
I didn't recognize that.
That was a new one. Nice. Yeah. Looks like the New York Jets could be closing in on their offensive coordinator. It looks like it could be Tanner Engstrom from the Detroit Lions.
So you know what? This did not occur to me. Shame on me. We were talking about why he's getting passed over in Detroit by some guy from Denver. I'm like, he's not going with Ben Johnson. Why would that guy stay there? I didn't even think about him following Aaron Glenn to the Jets.
New York J-E-T-E Jets.
So, no, that seems like a good... You wanted him on the Patriots.
I wanted him on the Patriots, so this will be a fun one to watch up close. Who knows who his quarterback's going to be that he's working with. I was just really surprised that Detroit didn't promote him from within. Thought that was very strange. So, I don't know. Maybe they don't like him that much. I don't know.
It does seem
but they
like...
they went outside of their great offense from a year ago and grabbed a guy from the Broncos.
It seems like Dan Campbell is not overly concerned with any of his former assistants taking other assistants or his coordinators. Taking other assistants, I know Tampa feels very differently about Liam Cohen bringing any assistants to Duval.
He had another one of those, by the way.
Yeah, I saw.
Didn't go great either.
No.
He's like, you know what? It can't be worse.
Like, yeah, close. But I think the Jets hired Engstrand after they hired him after Nick Caley turned down the Jets.
Got it.
Is Nick Caley ever going to take a job, or is he just turning everybody down?
No.
Huh.
Doesn't need one.
I guess not.
He's happy where he is, I guess.
Likes just working, just being there while Sean McVay does all the play calling, yeah. I guess.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back. You can grab my back.
This is unfortunate timing, but Justin Tucker has denied all allegations. He came out, he had like a whole notes app thing.
Yeah.
And so six different masseuses. So we're going down the Deshaun Watson avenue.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Antonio Brown had a tweet today involving some Justin Tucker. Others were in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Deshaun Watson. And anyway, so we'll see what happens with this. It was a bad season on the field for Justin Tucker, and now off the field, it seems like it's getting worse.
I mean, off the field, he seems like a terrible guy if he's done what he's been accused of. And so that was what I was wondering. Is there a correlation where he's like, oh man, this is about to come out. It was affecting him on the field. Like, I wonder if there's any correlation with that, but no, he seems like a trash person. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Well, episode 6 of The Traitors was last night, and I'll tell you what, we got our guy Nick in on it now, so now we can all, three of the four of us.
Through all 6 episodes last night, couldn't get away from it.
You watched 6 episodes last night.
Nice.
The best reality show on television right now. It is excellent.
So I found out today.
Yeah.
Your girl, Courtney, she watches Traitors. I was unaware of
that.
Oh,
she does?
She does.
We'll have to do like a mega pod on the Dork podcast.
Shime came in. He goes, I caught up on Traitors. We're both like, nice.
Yeah.
And he's like, I finished season one. We're like, that doesn't do it. I didn't even watch season
like,
one.
Take a hike.
Why'd you start there? You don't have to start at the first season of this show. Just get in like Nick. It's season 3 and watch 6 episodes. But well, you can do it one night. And then you're caught up.
You've been hit by.
boot.
Grab bag.
All right, let's hit another call here, Jones. We got a lot of rumble calls here hanging out on a grab bag.
Adam is in Connecticut. Hello, Adam.
Hi. Maybe as a Bret Hart fan, I have to throw this at you, but Shawn Michaels winning from number one is a fraud because it was the shortest rumble in history where they came out in like 60 seconds. He only had to last like 33 minutes.
That's actually
hey,
great. Lasting 33 minutes is
33 minutes
unheard of.
It's 32 minutes of crying. But no, that that counts, right?
Yeah.
No, that is, I still give him credit. Now, that is it. That is a Bret Hart fan, if there ever was one.
So that is,
nobody is saltier than Bret Hart, and same with his fans.
Is that the only person who won from that that first position? Is that it?
No, but he was the first to
Rey
do
Mysterio
it.
Did it.
Yeah, no, he was the first one to do it. 1995.
A redacted wrestler also did it.
Oh, yeah.
Did he go into number one?
Might have. Jones doesn't know who we're talking about.
I have no clue what we're talking about.
But it's like the Voldemort of wrestling.
Got it.
Can't,
okay.
Can't say his name. He's a bad guy.
Mm.
It's a real bad guy.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keith grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag. The Jones and Keith grab bag on EEI.
Excellent. New movie in the theaters this weekend, Companion. It is a thriller, sci-fi, horror, comedy. A weekend getaway turns bloody and violent when a subservient android that's built for human companionship goes haywire.
Nice.
That actually looks really good.
It does look damn right, Nick.
The guys from Barbarian are involved in this movie.
Uh-huh.
Barbarian was really good. So
Sophie
You should
Thatcher?
Have heard the slam of Billy's fists when you said comedy.
Because it took 45 other genres to get there.
Science fiction horror comedy film starring Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. Jack Quaid, Dennis Quaid, and Meg Ryan's kid.
So when you're about to say Jack Black, I didn't realize he had the falling out with Kyle Gass. You filled me in on earlier
he did.
Today.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Kyle Gass, maybe the best guitar player of all time.
Kyle Gass, very good very good in the film that I was in as a young child.
Elf.
Yeah, he was
what
quite
was
good
he like on set?
It was very funny.
Yeah, he was great in Saving Silverman.
He was excellent.
I don't know if you remember his quick little role in Saving Silverman when he went up to Amanda Peet with the magic rings.
He's very versatile, that guy.
Grab bag.
All right, best NBA performances from last night. What if I told you? All-star Anthony Edwards, 36 points, 6 rebounds, 11 assists. Zachary Richachet. That can't be right. 30 points.
Richachet,
the high draft pick from Atlanta. DeAndre Ayton, 22-8. Shake Milton, 21-4-4. And LeBron James, 24 points, 11 assists. Who are you going with there?
I guess Edwards lost.
Yeah, Minnesota. No. No, they
won
the Jazz.
All right, then I'll go Edwards. Yeah. I guess.
All right, fair enough.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
All right, folks, we're going with a left fielder today. He would bat from the right side. He'd also toss it in from the right side as well. He played for 12 years in the majors with the Cardinals, Mets, D-backs, Braves, and Red Sox, which I honestly don't remember. But that was the fewest. He played 36 games with the Sox. Most of his career spent with the Cardinals and the Mets, followed by the Snakes, Braves, and Red Sox.
Cardinals and Mets. Okay, I was kind of locked in on some different teams. Cardinals and Mets. Okay, keep going.
His best year, he finished 14th in the MVP vote.
Very nice.
The only time he received MVP votes. He never was an all-star. Won a 30 home run season. That same year, 30 dongs, 117 ribeye, hit 317 that year with a 955 OPS, 275 career average, 118 career home runs. Broke into the majors in 1990.
There we go.
His last game was 2001, and he was a left fielder.
And the big year was where again? Cardinals or Mets?
His MVP 14th place finish was with the Mets in 1996.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I was trying to think out names that were even on that team.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The 96 Mets, and he played a bulk of his career with the Cardinals. He was a left fielder, 130 home run season.
Yep.
Very notably 14th in the MVP one
14th
year.
14th that year.
But never was an all-star.
No.
You got a guess, Bill? Bill's leaning in.
Mark Whitten?
Nope.
So I was kind of thinking Mark Whitten.
Hard hit Mark Whitten with the Sox.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Most steals in a season, 18. So really not the fleetest of foot, but he'd He'd take a bag.
If it was there, he'd take a bag.
If
you're going to give it to him.
Never led the league in any category and was able to bank in his professional career $26 million.
Not bad.
Not bad.
For a 90s ball player?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Nice player. Had a lot of his cards growing up.
I'm going to go with, because this guy, I think this guy played too long in Atlanta, Brian Jordan?
Not Brian Jordan. A forgotten dual athlete.
Yes.
Nobody talks about Brian Jordan playing two sports.
Dion, Bo Jackson.
I don't think he ever played for the Mets either, but that's the name that's popping into my head. Should I look at the Twitch chat? Do they have it?
I don't think the text line has it. The Twitch line did have it, but I think it's gone up too high.
Text line doesn't have it with Henry Roengartner. That's not it.
Rookie of the year, Henry Roengartner.
Okay. Not playing for the Sox.
No. I don't. That's true. I don't see it in the Twitch chat. We have a we have a streaming ad going on there, so the chat is a little condensed.
Yep.
At the moment,
Chat's steaming.
I don't see it in there, so I'm gonna need you to fill me in.
Oh, now the text line has it.
Text line,
yeah,
it is Ron Gant.
No, it's not.
Oh, I was gonna say, I was guessing.
It's not Ron Gant.
Bernard Gilkey.
He got it.
I do remember Bernard Gilkey.
Bernard Gilkey.
Yeah.
I feel like Gant was always involved in the Red Sox.
Was Gant, he was a left fielder or a right fielder? I was going back and forth on that.
Gant
played
left.
He played way too long with the Braves, so it could. So, but I was thinking Gant.
Yeah.
Okay, Bernard Gilkey.
Yeah, Bernard Gilkey. He played for the Red Sox in 2000, which I do not remember.
How did he do when he was here? You got that?
Yeah, I got that. He, let's see, he hit 231.
Okay. That's probably why we don't remember him.
Yeah. He had one career dong with the Sox. So, put him in the record books.
He's from St. Louis, Missouri, which means he's probably pulling for the Chiefs.
Probably a Chiefs fan.
Probably Chiefs, unless he's one of those straggler Rams fans.
So, when he was playing for the Cardinals, a real hometown hero situation.
Good point.
Good for Bernard Gilkey.
I never spent time thinking about that before, but you're right.
That's right.
Good for him.
That was nice.
Random baseball player of the day, each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. We'll see what WEEI Afternoons has cooking with Hart, Fitzy, and Ted, and we'll get you our clip du jour next.
All right, time now for our clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
That sounds good. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, thanks to a rejoiner that Nick provided with us, a little Green Day action. One of my favorite songs, Green Day, Brain Stew, although there was a time where they were able to make that song even better.
Mm.
So let's have a listen. This is the 1997 Matthew Broderick Godzilla, not one of the new fresh versions of it. In fact, one of them, he destroyed Fenway Park not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah, one of the new Godzillas, he destroyed Fenway.
First the town and now this. Just desecrating America's most beloved ballpark.
Which is it? Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what this song needs? Like, what? I don't know. Godzilla. Got him.
It is better.
Isn't it much better?
Yeah.
Like, I liked the song before. Love it now. Same song.
Well, it makes more sense why he's having trouble trying to sleep. Godzilla's just ripping the town apart.
Freaking lizard monster outside my window.
I mean, it makes a lot more sense now.
Keep coming out of the ocean. He's stomping through the city.
Yeah, I would have trouble trying to sleep.
Like, just keep playing. Just keep playing.
Hey, Trey Cool, keep drumming over there, man. Keep it up.
Keep it going.
Stay on beat, Trey.
That was good stuff. But anyway, the bars and restaurants in Mobile, Alabama,
they're talking about
on backup vocals, Godzilla.
Mothra wrote this.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the Mothra remix?
No,
he's not in this one.
It's a couple albums
or
later.
Or she's not in this one.
So
Mothra, a woman.
Really?
I believe.
Right?
And
Mothra's the guy.
Thank you, Bill. So they don't make soundtracks like they used to is the lesson there.
No, it's true.
They're like, how can we make this more fit the Godzilla theme? Like, just put them in it.
More movies should do that.
They should.
Yeah.
Like these big, crazy creature feature movies, just have them in the background. Or like the next Frankenstein movie, just have them yelling in the background.
All the Jurassic Parks.
Regular song.
Yeah.
Regular song. Don't alter the song at all.
Right.
Just loud dinosaurs screaming over it. Incredible idea.
It's a good idea.
It was really the first and last of its time.
Yeah, they're not just the ultimate jocks. Like our guy, Bernard Gilkey, it's being pointed out to me. Bernard Gilkey, cameo in Men in Black.
No kidding.
I just looked this up. He played himself when the spacecraft is flying over the Met Stadium, Shea Stadium.
Is that right? Gilkey's in there.
Plays himself, not just the ultimate jock. Played Bernard Gilkey in Men in Black.
No kidding. I think Will Smith has a new song coming out. I don't know how many people are going to be excited about that. I saw on Twitter, though, he's got a new song.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's time for the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. If you're in the mood for a warm, hearty meal, you can visit the 99 Restaurant and try their home-style chicken pot pie, freshly baked to order and topped with a buttery, flaky crust, or try their new double barbecue turkey tips. You gotta love the nines. How was our guy Razor yesterday there, Andy?
He was good.
Nice.
His predictions
not quite as good as Scal's. We're doing a little thing now where we ask for predictions at the end of our weekly guests from our local expert analyst, especially when there's a game that night.
And, sure.
Well, let's just say Razor didn't nail the hell out of it.
Well, he had a Bruins win.
Oh, he did.
No way.
That's a shame.
No way.
That's a shame. What's coming
he
up?
He might have him win out, would be my guess.
What's coming up?
Well, he's just a hankering. I feel like he's going to have him win out.
He did have an answer where he indicated he believes there's still a run and there's an opportunity.
Yeah, no, I heard that
together.
One. Yeah.
So, he's optimistic. You know,
is
in this
it?
World, there's nothing wrong with a little optimism.
All right.
To balance out people like you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, mostly like you over there, Keith.
At least he hit it head on.
Yeah.
At least he's willing to go back and forth.
Yep, that's
I appreciate
true.
That.
What's, so, what's on the show today?
Fitzy and I will kick things off with our Friday staple of Who Won the Week here in Boston Sports.
Which, am I in the mix?
Sure.
Put me on the list?
Sure.
I had a good week.
Okay, give me like the reasoning why I would want to pick you.
I have acquired representation in the energy drink
theft about this?
Trial. Next week, Alan Jackson, who's a high-powered
country
defense
artist.
Attorney.
One of my favorite country artists.
Way down yonder.
Also
on
a high-powered defense attorney who represents Karen
Shift
Reed.
Shift work, you ever heard it?
Karen Reed and others.
11 to 7.
You don't want to hear what I have to say. Just say
I was more interested in shift work.
Well, I'm just saying. It's not him. It's another Alan Jackson, a more powerful Alan Jackson.
How much you paying him? Or is this pro bono?
Yeah, if I don't win, I don't pay.
Oh.
No, I don't know.
What are you hoping to?
All of a sudden, you just get saddled with the bill?
Clear my name.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
So if he clears your name, you have to pay him?
I didn't really look into all the details.
I mean, don't you need damages or something? To
I
therefore
feel like it has
give him some of the damages?
I think it has affected my career.
Yeah.
Right?
So you
it's sullied your reputation.
Sullied my name, dragged it through the mud.
Yeah. Now, what if he brings, what if the prosecutor, I don't know, the other side.
Courtney?
Courtney's side. What if she brings
what
in
the plaintiff at
character
Courtney?
Witnesses?
Why, you think she's going to call you?
No, I'm just wondering, like, if she brings in John Farrell, and then people are listening.
I had not thought about,
that. That could taint the jury.
Don't give her any idea.
Yeah, someone could write an amicus brief.
Yeah.
Somebody could write one of those. You'd be in trouble.
There are some people that don't. Right. Marchand, John Farrell. There's people that don't like you.
They could
paint an ugly picture of who you are.
I had not thought of this. I had not thought of this at all.
You might want to.
You forget Andy went to Tufts. He's a very bright man.
And an English major.
I learned that. He's an English major.
Yeah, people were DMing me. They don't believe that. They don't buy that after they heard that. I have the thing, the diploma, whatever the degree.
You're losing
a thing.
Yeah, you gotta lose this.
I can prove it. It's home somewhere in a box.
Great.
Anyway, yeah, we'll kick things off with who won the week. It's not Rich Keefe.
Fair enough.
Because he did a terrible job. We'll look elsewhere.
Was it Raycroft?
It's not Raycroft.
Okay.
3:30, we will have Mike Giardi, who has spent the week at the Senior Bowl.
Nice.
We will talk a little bit about that. Ted will obviously join us at 3 o'clock. We're going to do something very interesting, creative. We may rank the top five head coaches and quarterbacks since 1980. So we'll get into that because I think obviously that's
curious where Ted has Bill.
I'm going to say he doesn't make it, right? I mean, he only got 10% of the credit for what they
true.
Did.
True.
Oh, sorry. He updated that to 15%.
Yep, 15%.
Got it.
Did update that
lock
to 15%. And then we'll have an extended odds and ends at the end of the show that is nothing like Grab Bag. I just want to be
doesn't
clear.
Doesn't sound like Grab
nothing
Bag.
Nothing like Grab Bag.
Do you want me to leave the sounders just in case?
You can leave that open for Fitzy to run. Then we'll hit on that Drake May. Drake May's interview with Sirius Radio talking about McDaniels and Vrabel. Drake May at the Pro Bowl.
Very good.
We got a heck of a lot.
That
of crap
is a
to
lot.
Squeeze into 4 hours.
The Twitch chat was demanding more Drake May at the Pro Bowl talk. Mm-hmm. So you guys,
is that they're hot on that?
Well, at least one prominent voice in there was. Yes, wanted more of that today.
Okay, well, perfect.
Yeah.
Stick around 2 to 6 here on WEEI.
All right, WEEI afternoons. They got you covered. It's Hart. It's Fitzy. It's Ted. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the Royal Rumble. Stay safe out there. We're back on Monday at 10 here on WEEI.